Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ryan Mee, who's CEO at Fulcrum. How are you today, Ryan?
Yes, I'm very well, Zach, and it's great to be, chatting with you again.
Well, we haven't chatted for some time. I think since the last time, there have been tailings in the mix, and I suppose there's been record gold prices as well. But maybe you can tell us a bit more about what you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, so Fulcrum are focused on reprocessing tailings, and focused on gold tailings more pointedly in Canada, in Ontario. And what we've really been doing is appraising not just the one of our tailing sites at TechQs, but also building and delivering the concept of what this opportunity looks like and the scalability of it.
And I suppose scalability is a magic word. You've got companies that sort of junior resource companies and in the London market, and people just say, well, you're too small. There's no flow there from you, and therefore we're not marking your shares up. So how do you get out of that kind of negative feedback situation?
Well, I think for us, it's about proving that concept, and it's about proving the concept not just on through this TechQ's tailing site that we have in Kirkland Lake, and the fact that this is a process which we can repeat, and also that, as you say, the key word is scalability. So we've just now published the phase two high level study results, which is very positive for us, and what we can feed into that is we can add additional tonnage to that project. Tech Hughes is located in an area that's rich with tailings. There's a number of additional tailing sites around TechQs. I mean, TechQs is 6 million tonnes on its own. We also have the Silvernight project a few kilometres away. But like I said, there's another three or four tailing sites in the immediate location where TechQs is that can feed into this TechQs tailings project. And also, essentially make it a tailings hub. So this is a project which could run for many, many years and provide lots of value and cash generation. But also, a key aspect of the phase two study is that, this is a repeatable process. Kirkland Lake area has got over 40 different kind of legacy tailing sites. So this is a process we can repeat, just half an hour down the road from where we are. It's a hugely scalable opportunity. We've proved the technology works. We've wrapped a concept around that. We've put some early or initial economics around the TechQs project. And, we're all very, very happy with those results, but we're also very excited about what this means for the business.
Market's always in a hurry. Is there any timeline in terms of, production or the tailings seeing the light of day?
Well, there's some very important steps which are coming up. One key aspect of this phase two study is it gave us the technical detail that we need to go into a master licensing agreement with the Extract Technology for Timmins and Kirkland Lake, two of Canada's biggest gold camps. It's getting on for around 150 million ounces of gold produced since the early 1900s. So again, that ties back into that scalability. So we're looking at closing out that master licensing agreement with Extract. We've also got to further appraise the tailings project through systematic auger sampling. We have plans on that. We're also looking at collaboration with significant industry partners. And ultimately, that's going to lead into not just the resource definition, but also into the phase three, optimization process. From the phase two study, we have all those areas outlined. There's a lot of optimization for us to do there. And this is a very purposeful but robust program of development, which should give transparency to shareholders and what to expect.
Well, speaking of the shareholders and the shares, the market cap now around £4 million. Do you think this is a reasonable sort of ground floor level for people who might be interested in your tailings concept?
I really do. You mentioned there were around that 4 million cap valuation. If we look at our exploration assets, I think that supports the value of the company already. We spun out the uranium assets last year. That will bring additional value in for shareholders, through cash and shares and a project development there. We've got Tully and Big Bear, two fantastic gold exploration assets. And on top of that, we are delivering, this proof of concept on what this reprocessing of tailings looks like. These tailings are typically refractory ore, so they're a little bit difficult. But what we've shown is we can, double the recovery rate of gold from these tailings compared to the traditional cyanide methods. And by the way, we're using non-toxic technology to do this. But we've also spent, a year and a half really engaging with the local communities because they need to understand what we're doing. We've been delighted by the response. They're very supportive and they want to be involved with what we're doing. So we are, fundamentally, I am the CEO, so people might say that I would say this, but I think we are fundamentally undervalued and it's a great time to get on board at Fulcrum.
On that note, Ryan Mee, CEO at Fulcrum Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.